If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 485, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, you made it. Happy Friday. Welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, I want this to be a place where you can ask me about myths that you think you've heard, and then expect to get the truth from me. Now, I don't just provide my opinion, although sometimes I do, and I usually preface it so that you know what I'm giving you my opinion, versus what the actual research says. So as often as possible, I try and give you what the research says, and not just one study, but what many studies say, because one study can be really misleading. And if you're new here, a quick bio about me. I have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in nutrition and chronic disease prevention. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist. I have my master's degree in public health with an emphasis in health education and health promotion. I'm also a certified exercise physiologist or personal trainer and a certified health education specialist. Needless to say, fitness, health, wellness, nutrition, these are all topics I'm passionate about and I love answering your questions, so definitely keep them coming. Now, as I mentioned earlier this week, today's question was actually sent to me more than a year ago. I promised that I listened to all of the questions that are sent to me. And so this is just another example where this question was on my mind. It just took me a little while to get back to it. So if you have sent me a question in the past, I promise I'll get around to answering it. I'm sure you're anxious to hear today's question, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life.
Hello. I was just wondering about an article that I read. Apparently, if you were to take a shot of tequila every day, it works as a probiotic and actually has plenty of health benefits. What are your opinions on this?
Thank you for your question, Robert. As I was conjuring up a response, Tequila, a song performed by the Champs way back when, kept swimming through my head, and now it's stuck in there. Then I couldn't help but remember that image of Pee Wee Herman dancing to this song on top of the bar counter in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. So now that's stuck in my head. Goodness sakes. So I'm going to try and clear my head and respond to your question with a bit of history and, of course, lots of scientific data. So the idea of tequila promoting optimal health is not a new one. In fact, for thousands of years, alcohol was believed to cure a number of health conditions. There was actually a time when patients in hospitals were served beer because the quality of drinking water was so bad that beer was actually safer to drink. But as usual, I digress. So is there any truth to the idea that tequila can promote health and wellness and even act as a probiotic? To answer this question, we first need to know what tequila is made of. This will, of course, vary, but for the most part, tequila is made through the fermentation of blue agave nectar. This nectar comes from the pit of the blue agave plant, which, among other places, can be found near the city of Tequila in Jalisco, Mexico. So now that we know what tequila is made from, the real question is, are there any potential benefits to consuming blue agave nectar? Kind of like honey, blue agave nectar has been used for years to help treat a number of ailments, but there's very little scientific evidence to support these claims. Since tequila is made up of fermented blue agave nectar, is it possible that it may have some health benefits, like acting as a probiotic? Remember, probiotics are live bacteria, but good bacteria that can be found in our intestines. These good bacteria are an integral part of our immune systems and keep us healthy. Now, sometimes folks like to use the term microbiome when referring to our intestines and the bacteria found there. When I looked at the data regarding tequila as a probiotic, sadly, the findings were disappointing. The research does not support the use of daily tequila shots to help promote the health of our microbiome. This myth began when scientists theorized that blue agave nectar, which is different chemically than table sugar, could be a source of dietary fiber. Now, we do know that dietary fiber helps promote the health of the microbiome, but blue agave nectar doesn't have nearly enough fiber to promote the health of our intestines. Instead, beans, lentils, berries, nuts, and whole grains are better sources of fiber, and those have been shown specifically to promote the growth of good bacteria in our intestines. The goal for most healthy adults is to consume at least 25 to 35 grams of fiber each day. Now, there's no need to consume way more than the 35 grams because this can lead to a lot of discomfort and actually the loss of nutrients. And of course, consuming yogurt regularly may promote the health of the microbiome too. But what about other forms of alcohol like red wine? You may have heard red wine has been well studied and possibly even shown to provide health benefits. Now, we don't really know whether red wine acts like a probiotic, but what we do know is that consuming 5 to 6 ounces of red wine each day may reduce the risk for cardiovascular diseases like having a heart attack and suffering from a stroke. But I must include some disclaimers here. Not everyone needs to start drinking wine to achieve these benefits. For women that are pregnant or thinking of becoming pregnant in the near future, consuming any form of alcohol is not recommended. Also, those with a history or a family history of addiction may want to think twice about consuming alcohol, even for its health benefits. And we're learning that the benefits of consuming red wine doesn't really start to kick in until around age 40. So we're finding it may not be helpful to start drinking when you're younger. So that means if you want to drink wine to lower your risk of having a heart attack or stroke, then you might as well wait until you're 40 years old. Drinking before you reach your 40th birthday may not help reduce your chances of suffering from a heart attack or a stroke. So the bottom line is this: tequila likely does not act like a probiotic, so it doesn't promote the growth of good bacteria in our intestines. Other forms of alcohol, like red wine, when consumed in moderation, which means like 5 to 6 ounces a day, may help reduce the risk of other diseases like heart attack and stroke. But you can always decrease your risk of cardiovascular diseases like these by eating a nutritious diet and exercising regularly. And if you want to promote the health of your microbiome, eat foods that are rich in fiber, like whole grains, beans, lentils, nuts, and berries. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you again for the question, Robert. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. And be sure to send in your question before next week to be in a special book raffle. Because remember, we do those on the first of every month, which is coming right up. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. For those of you in the States, have a wonderful holiday weekend. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your continued support. I'll see you back here on Monday. Yes, I will have an episode on Memorial Day where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.